Next item.
Item number 18, from the Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting an informational report on new positions created for 2013 but not filled to date. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead, Ms. Mitchell. Do you have anything to say on this report?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. This is just a special request made at the last meeting that we just report out on where we're at on these items. I think there is some question of, you know, how many did we approve and how many are in the works and how many are filled. So we're just simply reporting out on that. So I have no real comments about it right now.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Right, and I think we have some questions because now we're coming to the budgeting season, and now we're going to get numbers. Number of FTEs, full-time employees, are always very important to the budgeting. Has all the departments then, I guess looking at Mr. Fudge too, all the budgets are in, I presume, now. So we're going to get these numbers, and I know it's never a perfect situation, and I know we also always want to try to give the department some flexibility. I asked a question which I didn't ask publicly, but as far as, you know, some decisions made on employees. So I guess my question is, you know, you got to give us the numbers and the truthful numbers. Is when we get these numbers on the needs of the departments and how many full-time employees do they need, you know, how much flexibility is logically built into this? I mean, there's a bunch of decisions here on people for quite a while. So they're not figuring the full-time employees, but we're still trying to hire these people. So do you see where I'm going with this? Okay, then maybe you could make a comment on it, please.
Maybe I have a follow-up.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, we certainly do, during the budget process, take into account issues like this when there are new positions to be requested, ideas that we come up with for new positions. Obviously, you know, there are circumstances in each individual department that maybe we're not aware of as to the reason why these positions take so long to fill. There are cases where, you know, we'll even try to maybe provide the funding, you know, in the second quarter because we know it takes a while for positions to actually get filled. So, you know, without obviously knowing the circumstances behind each position, we definitely have a strong view towards new positions and, you know, do you really need this and things like that. So we certainly do our best to take account of that.
Okay. My follow-up would be this. Just, you know, I think all of us are concerned about this. I mean, there's an example. Well, we had the report from MOU of the Racine Kenosha Family Care, and in their budget, which they talked about at Health and Human Services, we didn't question them here, but I thought they gave a good report and it was a full report, and I guess we have many questions. They're budgeting that they had continuing numbers they've had in the last year. So that seems to me to be very smart, because I know in so many budgets, maybe we've been on school boards or, you know, parishes and stuff like that, and what always happens, and it happens sometimes here too, is we, you know, optimistically look at revenues, we optimistically look at numbers, and we don't reach those numbers, and we start deficiting right away then. So I guess, Mr. Fudge, when you're looking at things, and Dr. Coltrane, Colton left, and I'm going to call up there then, and another issue, but that we, you know, really get an objective look at, you know, we all want to give what the departments need, okay? And we just need an honest evaluation. We say, okay, we have 56 full-time employees now. These are the projected revenues. Because, well, here's what I do like, which I think we've been going, and we just saw it right here with surpluses in our real estate, our land sales. Remember, we used to get those inflated figures. We're going to get $5 million. We're going to get $3 million, and we never reach those. So we deficit, and who gets to blame? We get to blame. Okay, we're the ones who have to pass the budget then. Okay, so I like very much that we're realistic in our projections. If we're not going to get in 2014, if we don't think we're going to get it, then don't put it in the budget. I hope that's the philosophy you've been following, okay? It seems to be going better that way, by the way, in the last year or so. But, again, I guess maybe you can pre-warn, there's some department heads here, not too much right now, but that I, for one, am going to look very carefully at, you know, what the revenues expected are and what you're projecting and how many full-time employees you have. You know, and if people be honest with and say, well, you know, we might add two or three, but we can absorb it, because I don't want to be passing budgets and departments here, I don't think any of us do, where we're given much more money than we need to, one, or then two, then they come back to us and say, well, we weren't able to do the job because we didn't have enough employees. So I'm not saying anything new, I suppose, here, but, you know, if you're looking at it honestly and the people, I think, we, you know, that have integrity are going to give this to us, that's, I think, we'll be looking for it. And this is why I think we asked this question in the beginning, because if we put all these things in the budget, it's on our backs. We're the ones who put all the money in. We're the ones who passed the budget. And then none of these positions are filled. Well, we passed money we didn't have to give. And you know what? And I understand departments have to have some flex, okay? You know, I don't know if you worked in your budget. There's all sorts of ways to work in the budget. I know. And fine, do it, because you have to run the department, okay? But then at least tell us that. You know, you say, well, we fudged here 0.5 because, oh, Josh fudged. Oh, okay. I better not use that word. We kind of play with this a little bit, and, you know, that's okay, as long as we know it, so there's no surprises afterwards. Does that make any sense to anybody else?
In a roundabout way.
Okay, thank you. I'm done.
Supervisor Haas.
Supervisor Jurczyk had her hand up.
Okay. Go ahead, Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you, Chairman Hunts. And I maybe should have asked this question this morning before we, you know, all voted unanimously. But Supervisor Schmidt's questions brought to mind some issues that probably should have been asked about reporting in the budget. And I'm hearing from departments that we're changing things a little bit this year to outcome-based budgeting. Is this correct? And how is the budget going to be presented to us? I mean, what are we going to see? Are we still going to see FTEs? Are we going to be able to compare last year with this year's budget? If we're changing things around, could we get a little report on that?
Sure, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. At the July meeting of this committee, we did a presentation on the new narrative. So I think you should be able to look maybe in Legistar and see if that's still online. Otherwise, I'd be happy to sit down and walk through it with you. There will be a change in the format of the narrative. It'll be more program-based as opposed to department-based as it used to be. You will see FTEs in a couple different ways. On the front page of a department, you'll see the full-time positions and the part-time positions. Without all the V&T, OT, some of the technical things that can cloud the number of true FTEs. And then within each program, you'll see the number of positions, full-time and part-time together. And then in the back, you'll see every position, I believe, in the department and how it's changed from 13 to 14, which that was information that wasn't provided before. If you remember, it was just the changes. So you will see information on FTEs. Definitely probably more information than was before. And, you know, after the budget comes out, as you read through it, I've mentioned this to several people, if you have any questions, feel free. I'll come down and walk through any piece with you that you may have questions on.
And I appreciate that offer. And I know you've made it before, and, yes, I did miss the July meeting. I guess I'm just and I will take you up on that offer. I want to be able to make sure that it's going to be easy enough to compare last year with the next year, because you always want to see what the changes are. We can talk. Thanks.
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In short, I'd ask for a similar time with Mr. Fudge, be it a walk or in the office. And I really, these are for unfilled positions we'd already created. Is that correct? Okay. So my mind went back to the CPA's comments about the comptroller positions that need to be created. But that is not what this is about. So I yield. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything further? If not, we can move to the next item.